heat washed out of me in a wave, headed in dozens of different directions, and I poured all the energy I could into the little ball of sunshine, which suddenly had several dozen sprinkler heads to absorb its energy instead of only one. It took maybe 10 seconds before the fire detector let out a howl and the sprinkler system chattered to life. People let out surprised little shrieks, and a steady emergency klaxon wound to life somewhere out in the station. Sparks flew up from several phones, monitors, and computers. "Okay," I said, "so the office doesn't have computers, but the rest still applies." Michael looked up at me and showed me his teeth in a ferocious grin. "When?" I watched my little ball of sunshine intensely as the water came down. For maybe half a minute, nothing happened, except that we got drenched. It was actually kind of surprising how much water was coming down. Surprising in a good way, I mean. I wanted lots of water. Somewhere around the 60-second mark, I felt my spell begin to flicker, its power eroded away by the constant downpour. "Wait for it," I said. "Ready?" At 2 minutes, my spell buckled, the connection to the other sprinklers snapping, the fire in my hand snuffing out.
"Michael!"
I shouted.
"Now!"
Michael grunted and flung open the door. Before he'd stepped through it, there was a sudden flutter of faltering power in the air, and the holy blade blazed with light brighter than the heart of the sun itself. He plunged through the door, and as the burning light of Amorakius emerged into the station at large, dozens or hundreds of Hobbs' throats erupted into tortured cries. The sound of the wicked fairy's screams was so loud that I actually felt the pressure it put on my ears, the way you can at a really loud concert. But louder still was the voice of Michael Carpenter, Knight of the Cross, avenging angel incarnate, bearer of the blade that had once belonged to a squire called Wart.
"Lava quo de sodium!"
Michael bellowed, his voice stentorian, too enormous to come from a human throat.
"In nomine Dei, sana quo de sautium!"
After the sword had left the room, I could see that all of the office lights had come back, as well as those outside.
"Mouse!"
I screamed.
"Stay! Guard the wounded!"
I hurried after Michael and glanced back behind me. Mouse trotted forward and planted himself in the doorway between the Hobbs and the people in the office, head high, legs braced wide to fill the space. Outside, the sprinklers were doing a credible impersonation of a really stinky monsoon. I slipped in a puddle of water and burning hob blood a few feet outside the door. The light from the sword was so bright, so purely, even painfully white, that I had to shield my eyes with one arm. I couldn't look directly at Michael, or even anywhere near him, so I followed him by the pieces of hob he left in his wake.